Shalom aleichem, Rabosai. You know, the Chag HaShavuos is quickly approaching, and the Chodesh Sivan is quickly approaching. Rosh Chodesh is a bit less than 2 weeks away over here. And as we know, to the extent to which we prepare ourselves for a Chag, for a Yom Kadosh, is directly related to how much we're going to end up gaining from it. So, for those of us who have been, thinking already at the beginning of Sfiras HaOmer and trying to prepare ourselves for the day of Kabbalah HaTorah, big yasher koyach. And for all of those of us who maybe have not been, too conscious of the sphere that we've been doing, and maybe have not thought too much about the day of Kabbalah HaTorah that is coming up, maybe this will help to put us in the right frame of mind to share little ideas here and there. I'm really going to be drawing from the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, or maybe to say it more correctly, Yalkut Yosef, a Sefer that was put out last year, in fact, on the Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos. So I'm here in his Sefer on page Tav Kuf Nun Dalet, for those who are interested, and he brings the name of the Chasam Sofer, that on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, he would fast with his entire yeshiva. On Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The reason being, because there are two Mamari Chazal, and when you put them together, you end up with something fascinating. One Mamari Chazal says that when was it that Am Yisrael came to a stop in the Midbar, before Matan Torah? When was that? That was on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Rosh Chodesh Sivan was the day when Klal Yisrael came to a full stop and camped in the place where they were ultimately going to be Mekabel the Torah. That's Mimer number one. Mimer number two is a Mechilta that explains, it's a certain Hekish, I'm not going to get into the Limud, but according to this Chazal, it turns out that Bnei Yisrael, what were they doing in the Midbar up until Matan Torah? Traveling here, traveling there, what were they doing? So Chazal say that they were involved in Tshuva. They were involved in Inyone Tshuva. They were getting ready. They were preparing themselves spiritually for the day of Kabbalah HaTorah and Matan Torah. And so putting these two Chazals together, what it ends up being is that they were involved in Tshuva all the way up until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when they finally stopped, and then a certain different kind of preparation then ensued from there until Kabbalah HaTorah. But from their leaving Mitzrayim and traveling around up until Rosh Chodesh Sivan, when they finally stopped at the spot that they were going to Mekabel the Torah, it was all Tshuva that they were involved in. So, I don't know if it would be shayach to start fasting and creating days of Tshuva for the entire time that Klal Yisrael were traveling around in the desert. That might be a bit too much. What the Chasam Sofer did with his yeshiva was, at least on Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the day before Sivan starts, before the Chodesh where Matan Torah is actually going to take place in, before that time hits, one day that's dedicated to Tshuva and fasting. So that would be Erev Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He would fast with his yeshiva preparing. And again, what we see from here, the idea that besides Shavuos itself, the idea that the days before Shavuos also have to be prepared for. You know, the days, the Yemei Hagbalah, the days before Matan Torah, there's a certain avodah they have to do before then. Before Chodesh Sivan comes in, you see that from the Chasam Sofer. He brings also here from the Shar Gilgulim, that's written over there, that it was Megalit to the Arizal, that at some point in time when he was a child, he cursed his mother. Kilel es imoy, whatever that means. I don't know what that looks like for the Arizal as a child to curse his mother, but it says it, that this was revealed to him. I guess he had forgotten it or something, I don't know. But this is what it's written. And therefore, he did a certain cheshbon and decided that the tikkun for that was that for 72 hours, for 3 days before Shavuos, on one day, one night, and a day, a full 72 hours, he would fast straight and have certain kavanos at that point in time. Obviously, different Kabbalistic things going on over here. And he would do this in order to be able to makabel koach, to understand the different sodos that would be revealed to him on Shavuos. And again, that's, we don't deal with these kinds of things where we're holding at this point in time yet. But you see the similar idea that, and he brings from other other Gedolei Yisrael that would do the same thing, that there was a certain preparation, both for Chodesh Sivan and obviously for the Chag HaShavuos itself. And this is something that that we should think about, obviously, is that coming up to Chag HaShavuos, most obviously, but even Chodesh Sivan, even the month itself, to start getting ourselves in the frame of mind that we are getting ready. We need to prepare ourselves.